Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 24th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah, chapters 25 to 27, having the perfect peace from God. Isaiah chapter 26 verses 3 and 4 says like this, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in Yah the Lord is everlasting strength." In Isaiah chapter 26 verses 1 to 6, Isaiah predicted a day when the people of Judah will sing about Jerusalem as a strong city that will open its gates to the righteous. God will be known as the one who humbles the proud and levels their cities, allowing the oppressed to triumph over them. Here the city of God is in contrast to man's city. The righteous nation, which is the redeemed Israel, experiences the perfect peace that comes from leaning hard on Jehovah. The famous evangelist D.L. Moody tied verses 3 and 4 in the following manner. "The tree of peace strikes its roots into the crevices of the rock of ages. The people of God realize that in Yah, the Lord is everlasting strength, or the rock of ages." In Hebrew, Yah is the shortened form of Yahweh, the revered name of Jehovah God. It is from this expression that Augustus Toplady got the idea for one of the greatest hymns in all times called Rock of Ages. Seeking shelter in the cleft of a rocky crag during a violent thunderstorm, he started writing this hymn using the following words, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee." The expression perfect peace indicates a peace that goes beyond our human comprehension. To have one's mind stayed on God means to lean on God in total confidence and security. Trust is the ultimate expression of that confidence. And this perfect peace is only found in Emmanuel. The peace of God is only that which the righteous receive from God and will extend to the wicked. Let us remember that in the midst of turmoil and disarray in our lives, where we tend to be anxious and troubled in our hearts, it is at these times that we can turn to God in prayer to provide us both the strength in our hearts and peace in our minds. We read in Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 like this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus."